Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ever been an awakening to a geopolitical threat more quick and striking than the United States going from our ridiculous, naive belief that China was our buddy to the growing and acute awareness that they are a tough, nasty geopolitical rival?
Yeah, we didn't think we were best friends with Japan or Germany a year before World War II started. The way we have been with China for all these years, crazy.
Yeah, it's a good thing we've woken up. But what's striking now, and it's especially clear because it's Pentagon budget time, is that we have gone from a kind of lazy, excuse me.
Are you getting over the COVID or is it killing you?
I feel great. No, I feel great. It's that annoying post being sick, coughing and blowing the nose for a week. Terrible. Anyway, as I said the other day, much like our victory in World War II, there are millions of troops to muster out of the military. And my immune system is doing the same thing. But instead of troop ships, it uses mucus. So we've got to get all the troops back home. And that could take a while. There's going to be some coughing and nose blowing, folks.
That's disgusting.
It's fairly disgusting, yes. Yes, it is. Anyway, so this growing awareness of the geopolitical threat from China and the, the specific military threats here, there, and everywhere have coincided with the Pentagon budget time. And from 60 Minutes to Fox News to the other alphabet networks, there's a growing awareness that, hey, our military was like built for sand and no serious geopolitical threats. And it's time to wake up.
Mm.
Jennifer Griffin with a great report last night on Fox News. Clip 80, Michael. Thank you.
I do not want to be the chairman presiding over World War III. I hope to hear how this budget changes China's increasingly aggressive behavior today, not tomorrow or in 2030.
Defense Secretary Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs General Milley defended the $842 billion budget, which includes a 40% increase for Pacific deterrence.
I think that we need to be really careful as we go forward to make sure that our military and our capabilities are way stronger than anything China can field. That's fundamental to deterrence.
That's General Milley there, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And him mentioning their increasing, whatever he called it, their belligerence or hostility. That aspect of 60 Minutes was troubling. How much more aggressive China got after Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, ringing the island with all those ships, starting to buzz the borders of their airspace with fighter planes. Man, what do they think they're getting out of that? Scaring us off, I guess. Kevin McCarthy didn't go back.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other troubling aspect of the Navy thing is that our Navy is shrinking at precisely the same moment China's growing theirs as fast as they possibly can. And it's suggested that with inflation and that inflation bomb, and I use that term intentionally, and its effect on our federal budget and our military spending has not been felt yet. With inflation, the growth in the military spending is actually a cut, according to some defense hawks.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's scary. Anyway, here's General Milley again in clip 83, Michael.
They're not better than we are. They have a long way to go for that. But they are closing the gap very, very quickly. It is incumbent upon us to make sure that we remain number one at all times. That will help keep the peace. If that rules-based order, which is in its 80th year, if that goes out the window, then be very careful. We'll be doubling our defense budgets at that point.
That was the most powerful thing I thought he said yesterday, and I would hope that that would sink into the heads of even the softest-headed pacifist. If the rules change, and we no longer have free shipping lanes and all that sort of stuff, and we're constantly pushing back against China militarily, yeah, you think $800 billion is tough to swallow? It'll be double that. He's right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It would be a situation where, you know, it reminds me actually of the decay in a lot of American cities where they were peaceful, calm, there was very little crime, and so there was very little need for the cops to be everywhere all at once. Well, now, you know, the assumption that lawlessness is against the law has been removed. And so there is rampant crime. And now we're in a situation where cities have to hire hundreds of more police officers, and they can't, by the way. But if you look at that geopolitically in the shipping lanes, start in the South Pacific and move out from there, if all of a sudden that assumption that, of course, you can conduct world trade, of course you can ship. Nobody's going to attack ships. Nobody's going to demand, you know, shakedown money from an oil tanker or what have you beyond international norms. You remove that, and there's rampant piracy and you know, similar hijinks, not to mention countries deciding, you know, that's a pretty fertile farm region there right next to our borders. Why don't we just go ahead and expand? Yeah, you're going to see defense budgets that dwarf the current ones.
Yeah, and by the way, that answer that General Milley just gave there was to a question of, should we be in Ukraine spending this much money supporting them? And that was his answer. If we allow the rules-based order of the world to fall, we're going to end up spending twice as much. In other words, if Russia gets to take Ukraine, well, then just what you described, then everybody's going to say, well, I guess you can take part of your neighbor if you like their farmland or they have oil or you like the view or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was reading Anthony Blinken's comments the other day. He's warning that if support for Ukraine falters, it'll open a Pandora's box of aggression by, you know, malevolent powers. And I was trying to decide whether I agreed with that or not, because I don't swallow whole any argument from anybody, and you shouldn't either, whether it's Anthony Blinken or Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or anybody. You know, weigh it. Figure out if you think it makes sense. Anyway, and I was thinking at first, well, we've already proved through, you know, bleeding Putin and his military and just crushing them in a lot of ways that, look, China, you want to get froggy and jump, it's going to be incredibly expensive for you. But then I'm reminded that China has, you know, they're running that 100-year marathon. The idea that, yeah, it was super expensive for 2 years, but then the West faltered and they got what they were looking for, that Russia got what they were looking for. Yeah, China would absolutely take that as a permission slip, wouldn't they?
By the way, Tucker Carlson referring it to it as a border dispute last night. That's not a good way to make your argument. If you think we shouldn't be involved, please make your argument from a this is why it's okay for Russia to take part of their neighboring country. That's why this is why it's not in our interest. Calling it a border dispute is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If we invade Mexico today and decide that the United States now is at Ensenada instead of San Diego, that's not a border dispute.
No, that's an invasion. That's the annexation. Yeah. Yeah, and the other day he mocked the idea that Vladimir Putin had committed war crimes. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, I find that unconscionable.
Yeah.
Putin is absolutely a war criminal. Again, if I'm on Tucker's side that we shouldn't be getting involved in this, then make the argument from, yeah, Putin is a war criminal. There are lots of war criminals in the world. Africa's full of them. The Middle East is full of them. And we're not removing them. We're not going to war with them.
Fair enough.
You know, you can make that argument if you want, but to pretend that he's not a war criminal, okay, now I don't believe anything you say.
Yeah. Yeah. That was incredibly off-putting. Anyway, that's spicy times, huh?
Yeah, the idea that our Navy is shrinking, and they pointed this out on 60 Minutes, too. Our Navy is shrinking at the exact moment, at the exact worst moment, when China is growing their Navy and talking out loud about how they're going to take over an island that will allow them to control 50% of the world's shipping.
Right. Right.
Holy crap.
God knows what share of computer chips and the rest of it. And just have their hands around the windpipe of the world economy. Yeah. Well, and so you hear, you hear all this and you think, well, we got to grow our Navy then. Let's build some ships. Get those shipyards a-humming. Well, we don't really have any. Well, we got a couple, but
but your hands around the windpipe of the world's economy. And then you're always trying to choke off inflation with both hands. I think you got a asphyxiation kink thing going there. Maybe you do. I mean, it's none of my business.
I just think it's a useful metaphor.
Yeah. You don't have like silky scarves in the drawer next to the bed and you bring them out now and then?
Certainly not. No. And I wear rubber all the time because it's comfortable.
Oh, wow.
And then all rubber outfit, including a mask.
I see that. I've never known anybody personally, or at least they've never said it to me out loud. They're into the whole dressing up in latex thing. What is the appeal of that? It just seems so hot and sweaty to me.
It makes me feel pretty. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Oh, speaking of that sort of thing, I got to read this email to you. Let's see. This is from John. In defense of Jackie, actual idiot. I was offended by today's listener email that eviscerated Jack for being an actual idiot. I disagree. Jack is an actual human being who tells it like it is and is utterly authentic when relating to his listeners' information about his sometimes tragic life. He's the real deal. On the other hand, Joe, you are overly cautious, politically correct, and a borderline progressive. However, I like the dichotomy between you both. Did he just call me a borderline progressive?
Yep. Cat's out of the bag. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
What
don't
the know. Hell?
I don't know.
I don't even know what to do with that. I'm to the right of the right.
And they could have us backwards, too, which happens a lot.
Oh, and his final line. Jack, you're not a loser. And Joe, in spite of your perfect life, you're pretty okay.
I feel
good,
like,
good Lord,
I feel like somebody telling you, hey, look, you're not a loser is not as positive as you think it is. It's not as positive sounding. Like, I should try that on my kids, except they might cry. Hey, I want to tell you before you go to bed tonight. You're not a loser. All right.
Wait, what?
Wait, who said I was a loser?
And I tell you what, sir, I invite you to follow me around on my quote unquote perfect life, and you can observe it for a few days.
God dang, that reminds me. And I was gonna stop. I'm trying to stop talking about my kids because they're getting older. I actually saw a clip of Louis C.K., the comedian who used to do so many bits about his kids that were hilarious. And I saw a clip the other day. His daughter's like in college now or whatever. But
wow.
And he said, yeah, I really regret that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have cut that off way earlier. That was a real big mistake. So I'm trying to do that myself. Anyway, one of my kids comes home yesterday, my youngest. He comes walking in the door. He's walking in the door, puts his backpack on the couch, says, I got to go back to the playground and beat up a kid. And he walks out the door.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I suppose I better go see what that's about.
Well, I like his, he's resolute. He's a man of action. He's not going to talk about what he ought to do. He's going to say, I'm doing it. He's a man of action.
What the hell? I observed from afar. I stayed out of it. I guess that is technically helicoptering, but if you've been listening for a long time, there are There are a number of issues at play that aren't always at play with every kid. But anyway, I should start doing that more often. Walk home, sit down in the briefcase. Well, I got to go back to work and beat up a guy.
Beautiful.
Are you optimistic about your kid's future? Speaking of kids, fewer people are, according to this poll that's out, and we should discuss that, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Sweet 16 kicked off, and everyone is excited. The Sweet 16 kicked off, and everyone is excited. Including the team's mascots. Let's see what some of them had to say about the tournament. First up, the Princeton Tiger said, "We might be underdogs, but we're going all the way." Next up, the Houston Cougar said, "We're going to show the whole world why we're number one." Then the Xavier Blob said, "I don't know what I am. My life is very difficult."
My life is very difficult.
I don't know from the Xavier Blob. Is that a thing?
I don't know it either. By the way, we carried out retaliatory airstrikes late last night after a suspected Iranian drone killed an American contractor, wounded 5 U.S. troops, according to the Pentagon. So we drone strike and blew up some people. We'll learn more about that today, I imagine.
Yeah, it was not proportional. It was a message. Don't do that ever again. We
good
snuffed quite a few Iranian-backed fighters, I guess. Anyway. Speaking of fascism in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, cute influence Instagram or Instagram influencer Sandy Cortez, also known as AOC.
They are asking the Republican Party to keep culture wars out of classrooms. Our children need urgent and aggressive educational solutions. The American Library Association coming out against this Republican proposal. When we talk about progressive values, I can say what my progressive value is, and that is freedom over fascism. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen's time has expired. The gentleman from Virginia.
It is such a dopey and obvious strategy. It's hard to believe anybody falls for it. You introduce pornography into the classroom or this bizarre radical gender theory, and when anybody says, hey, that shouldn't be in the classroom, you accuse them of culture wars or censorship or, in this case, fascism.
Interesting. That reminds me, we got on the topic yesterday of a principal. I'll dig the story back up. Losing his job because the art teacher showed a picture of the David statue and its genitalia. I have more details on that story that are pretty interesting. We'll have to get
on
into
the David's genitalia. Believe it or not, folks, and I poo-pooed this discussion from the beginning because I'm a man of decency. It's really interesting.
The story is interesting all the way around. Hey, I just saw this picture. So I hadn't
We can do more on this story later. The AOC thing is far from over, but anyway.
Okay. You mentioned the thing the other day, the AI-created picture with Trump running away?
Yeah, he was like breaking free from the cops' clutches and running away on away from the Manhattan District Attorney's office.
I haven't seen that, and it was pretty good.
Oh, it was utterly convincing, yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was a guy with Trump's face on it, but seamless photo editing, you know, scrapping with the cops and them clutching at him and him breaking free and running down the street.
I just saw a new one of those we'll have to mention, too. That, man, it's good. It's getting so good so fast. I mean, we just started this whole process. They have a good video of Trump breaking free from the cops and running away already.
Hilarious.
Oh, my
Hilarious.
God.
So what is this law that AOC calls fascism? Maybe you're a fascist. Who knows? Stay tuned and find out.
Let's find out if you're a fascist next. That's a good tease.
That's right.
If you miss an hour, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Pitch it back, Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away. Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go. The Vegas native pulls up from deep and puts Gonzaga in the lead and then gets a steal at the other end.
Gonzaga knocks off UCLA. Gonzaga, which every year goes further than anybody thinks, and nobody knows where they are. They're in Oregon or Washington or South Carolina or someplace. Nobody's sure.
That's correct.
It moves That's around. Right. It's one of those campuses. They're in a different place every year.
It's just a series of mobile homes, the campus. They caravan around like gypsies.
But always have a great basketball team.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. I didn't actually watch any of the action last night.
I wish I'd watched.
It was pretty good.
K-State, who did K-State be? That game was supposed to be
Michigan State.
Oh, yeah, in overtime? Oh,
an overtime thriller!
Yeah, that was supposed to be great. Did not see it.
Speaking of education, so played you the clip earlier. Should have edited it up. Give me a short version of AOC calling Republicans fascists. It's just so funny. So the progressives introduced pornography and like how to pleasure someone sexually in a gay relationship and the genderbred person. And they trot out all this radical theory stuff that nobody believes in, but like the woke 10% of America. And then when anybody objects, they say censorship, censorship. You're a fascist. You're not allowing us to teach about black history. When, you know, like Ron DeSantis is saying, no, we just don't want high schoolers learning black queer theory. Anyway, So here's the bill, this Parents' Bill of Rights bill, five pillars. To ensure parents have the right to have a voice in their kids' education. That's right. I thought I had the list in front of me. But it's essentially just transparency. You're allowed to know what the curriculum is in your government schools. The teachers are allowed to meet with the parents, and they're allowed to address school boards. And that is fascism these days?
Is that not the case in some schools where if you asked to meet with the teacher, they'd say no?
You know, I don't know. I've never run into that challenge, honestly.
I haven't either.
But the idea that if you ask them, are you teaching these things in the school, they have to tell you honestly. I mean, the fact that that's even a question, doesn't that kind of answer the question as to whether we need these laws? No, we're not teaching any of that sort of thing. Thank you for asking. They lie.
Clearly.
I can say what my progressive value is, and that is freedom over fascism.
Yep. I'm a freedom over fascism person myself. Let's go out
freedom
for a drink.
Freedom to provide porn to little kids.
Absolutely, parents should know every word that's being taught to their kids and should have access to it immediately. I don't know how you make this a law, though, because I have a feeling you'll ask a teacher, you know, are you teaching critical race theory? And they'll say no, but their definition is different than yours.
Right. Yeah, it could be tough. And the one objection I've heard that I thought, well, yeah, you kind of have a point, is that this nationalizes certain aspects of education that maybe ought to be more local control, because I'm a big local control guy. But a number of people commented on AOC calling anybody with concern about what their kids learning fascists. Dale Franks tweeted, so limiting government power in favor of individual rights is fascist. Good to know. Let's see. Dave Rubin, always provocative, said, unhinged socialist doesn't know what fascism is and wants to cut genitals off children. Okay.
What?
Media Research Center tweeted, AOC thinks parents don't have the right to know if their child decides to change genders. That is true. That's one more aspect of the law. The schools are not allowed to shepherd your child into a sex change without your knowledge.
Which we've got a case, the Goldwater Institute's getting involved. Our own Tim Sandifer might be able to talk a little bit about that next week when he comes on, of a parent who found out that the counselor had convinced her daughter to do the sex transition thing without talking to her at all, which is amazing.
And then finally, the Heritage Foundation research fellow Jason Bedrick said, add this to the puerile, that means idiotic, everything I don't like is fascism file.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm a fascist cutie pie. Thank you.
I did a deep dive. I think I even read a book about fascism a while back. And that word has been almost useless from its invention. And it's more useless now than it's ever been. So even Orwell talked about fascism it being a useless word. It's been so often portrayed to be everything.
It's everything I don't like. Sure. Yeah.
So breaking news, according to Fox, I'm trying to find this anywhere else. U.S. base under attack by a barrage of rockets after Biden launched a series of retaliatory strikes last night. So an Iranian drone hit a contractor, killed him, wounded a half dozen service people. What are we supposed to say now? Because you can't say servicemen.
I don't know. Say whatever you want.
I don't want to end up in PC jail. Anyway, so we got attacked by an Iranian drone. We struck back hard overnight, and now at least Fox is reporting that our U.S. base is under attack by a barrage of rockets. So, wow. If they're wanting to jump ugly with the United States and its ability to launch rockets, I don't know what's going to happen next. But we'll keep our eye on this story. It's unfolding right now.
Well, that reminds me, and I meant to throw this in earlier when we were talking about the defense budget and how our Navy's fallen behind China and the rest of it, is that a lot of our commanders are starting to say our stockpiles of missiles and stuff are really, really low if there's a conflict, and we're shipping it all to Ukraine, which is fine and dandy, but take a look at the cupboard. The cupboard is bare, so that could be an issue.
Speaking of small genitalia.
Pardon me.
I don't know. We did this story late in the show yesterday. It's kind of interesting all the way around. A Tallahassee, Florida principal ousted from their job after parents complained about the art teacher showing kids a picture of Michelangelo's David. Now, I think practically everybody knows that's the white marble statue of a naked dude in which you see his junk.
Well, it's one of the greatest triumphs of art in the history of mankind as well. If I might offer an alternate description.
Yeah, it's considered as so. I saw it there at the museum in Florence. It's pretty impressive. It's giant.
It's big, right?
It's way bigger than you think it is. Except for the genitalia. They're small. Get to that in a second. Tim Sandifer tweeted out there yesterday, there's a difference between Michelangelo's David and pornography. There are those too ignorant to know the difference, and then there are those who, for ideological reasons, insist there is no difference. The latter is worse and are to be found disproportionately on one side of the culture war. And then he said, here's a hint, it's not the conservatives. It's not the conservative side.
Right. So I think he's making the argument that the woke crowd, the progressive crowd, believes that if you allow any discussion of human sexuality or parts, you have to allow all of it. There's no difference. You have to allow the pornographic books in the libraries describing how to please your partner, whatever, the gender-bred person, all of that stuff.
Now, so then I made this stupid
joke.
Well,
AOC just stated that if you attempt to draw the line, Michelangelo's David is fine. Reasonable sex education is fine, but porn is not. You're a fascist. So I think that's what Tim was arguing for.
Gotcha. So then I made the stupid joke that it must have been cold the day that Michelangelo was carving the David, looking at the genitals. And then I said, and this is probably true, I'll bet that joke has been made for 500 years. Because that was carved in roughly 1500.
We actually had an email. Somebody wrote us an email. I think they were a urologist or something like that, with a long, detailed description of male genitalia and how it reacts to different temperatures.
And I'm like, I'm aware of this.
Yeah, I own the gear. I don't need to read the email.
Yeah.
But
like,
thank you.
Like the Seinfeld episode, it shrinks. I don't know how you walk around with those things.
There was shrinkage.
But so then, and I actually thought it is kind of interesting. I wonder why they chose to go so small. I mean, on this amazing specimen of a human carved by Michelangelo, why did he go so small with the genitals? It's impossible to look at it and not think, wow, the proportions are perfect on the whole thing, except for that, which seems like oddly tiny.
If I had abs like the David, I would never wear a shirt. Formal occasions, restaurants, whatever.
Or pants.
I wouldn't even own one.
Or pants or underwear, apparently, in the David's case. But
right.
So
yeah.
Then we got these texts, and I found this pretty interesting. A small member was basically an indication of being intelligent back in the day. A big one meant a person was driven by lust and animal urges. And then we got a bunch of texts along those lines. I saw a video explaining that very thing about the David. All of the aspects of the body represent a man under stress about going into battle. From the veins popping out in his hands to the groin tightening and pulling things in, that's part of it. And the other part being, in ancient Rome, or back in the day, small genitalia was considered popular and beautiful. Large genitals were considered laughable, like having big ears or a big nose. Ha ha ha, look at the guy with the big penis and the big ears. I don't know when that changed.
Well, number one, that's childish and puerile, but okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you shouldn't make fun of anybody's body parts.
Certainly not.
Tall. But it was like having your feet are too big or something. It was just something you didn't want. When did that change, I wonder? Because that's certainly not the way it's portrayed now. Did pornography change it? I wonder if pornography changed it. And it's been that. It was that way all the way up until, I don't know, 50 years ago. I don't have any idea, actually. But
no, I feel like I'm ill-equipped to even discuss this. I don't have a lot of knowledge on the topic. The socio-historical view of the size of people's schwanzes.
But you got to admit, didn't you assume that that was always a desired trait? I did not know that back in the day you would have been ashamed of that.
I did not know that. I haven't given it a moment's thought, but...
Neither have I.
now that I'm confronted with this information, yes, I admit it's interesting.
And it explains the David, which I guess you're supposed to call the David.
Well, you know, there are unquestionably differences in genitals among different races. I mean, that's just documented. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the Roman view had something to do with, racial beliefs back in the day. I don't know. Again, this is a new topic to me, and I look forward to seeing it in the rearview mirror, honestly.
Moving on from it.
Yes. Enlightened and satisfied that we've discussed it to the full.
Right. Yeah. I would like to know, if you know when it changed, when it switched over from embarrassing to something you would brag about, I just find that interesting.
Something you would brag about? In what setting?
I don't know. Yeah. In what setting is a good question. How do you work that into the conversation?
Wow. Wow. Thank God we have to take a break now.
Yeah. There's a poll out on whether or not you think your kids' lives are going to be better than yours was. And that's different than it used to be. Our attitudes are different than they used to be. Among other things that we can talk about, our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
These two individuals did was correct, is that you make yourself look larger. You can talk to the animal so they know that you are a human being. And then, of course, you remove yourself from the situation.
So what to do when confronted with the menace of a mountain lion?
Oh, I thought it was Bigfoot. I thought it was about that Bigfoot footage.
Or Bigfoot. Certainly Bigfoot. Yes. Talk to it so it knows you're a human.
Talk to it so it knows I'm a human. Okay.
Excuse me, my feline friend. Perhaps you've noticed that I have two arms, two legs, and I'm walking upright.
I don't know if you've mistaken me for a bear or a goat or some other beast, but I am a Homo sapien.
Forgive me my perspicacity. But I am a man, a grown man, and you are a beast. Well, now, make yourself bigger and like loud. That I know you're supposed to do. And I have been confronted by a mountain lion in a real life drama.
Yeah. It depends on how close I am on whether or not I'm going to be able to do the whole make myself big and loud, I think. If I'm really close, I just think your natural instinct to get in a ball out of fear. I mean, like if it's like 5 feet away from me, I don't think I could go, and like challenge it.
Your shallow speculations are interesting and amusing, but I, Joe Getty, have confronted the mighty beast in the wild.
And how close was it to you? You were in a mall, right?
And
she was drinking Chardonnay, this cougar?
I was. And, you know, we had a lot in common.
She was at the Cheesecake Factory.
No, the catamount was in the wild, Jack, in the mountains of California. I came over a rise, and there it was, staring me in the eye from about 50 yards. And I had no problem remembering to make a loud noise and make myself large because it was utterly involuntary. Ah! I actually, as they say in the old Hardy Boys books, I uttered an oath.
50 yards, I could do it. If it was like 5 feet, I think I would. Of course, at 5 feet, you might be done. Might just be, do whatever you want. You know, whistle zippity-doo-dah and put on a little dance show. Whatever you want. At 5 feet, it's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You're sure. You know, come to think of it, it was probably more like 90 feet. It was probably more like 30 yards. But anyway, yeah, I said, holy yes! And it looked at me like, holy yes! And it went off in the other direction.
Well, when you said, holy yes, it immediately said, oh, my gosh, a human.
Right. I spoke to it to make clear that I was indeed a human.
Mm.
Right. I say, is that a bear over there? No, no, I must point out it's speaking. It's using words. Ah, a human, said the mountain lion to its companion. Yes?
Am I correct that you're not supposed to run?
Yeah, do not turn tail and run, because it will engage its predator-prey instincts, Michael.
Yeah, again, I think it depends on how close I am. If a certain distance, I don't think I can stop myself from running.
No, you got to punch it right in the face.
Now that's the prison. That's what you're supposed to do if you're in prison, right?
You walk up to the biggest, toughest mountain lion in the yard and punch it in the face, or do I have my survival techniques?
I get all these mixed up.
Yeah, me too. A couple of stories worth mentioning. Number one, a court has recently ruled and to protect your right to be rude. So stay tuned, you stupid jerk. Also, if you've ever considered buying a multi-million dollar mansion in Los Angeles, now is absolutely the time.
Really?
There is a new tax going into effect on April 1st. A 4% tax on property sold above $5 million. 4% and 5.5% on anything above the $10 million mark to be paid by the seller.
4% of the cost of a one-time fee?
Of the price. 4% of the price you get. So 4% of your proceeds get shaved off.
Oh, okay.
On top of the other real estate costs. Yeah, and that goes into the government's coffers for reasons that are difficult to explain. They want the money is why. Yeah.
Wow, and that's a chunk.
And so anybody with a high-dollar home in L.A., and I know you're hearing $5 million and you're thinking, oh, Lord, that's incredibly expensive. No, a 1,200-foot bungalow with three bedrooms will cost you $1.6 million
sure.
in most parts of L.A. But anyway, yeah, so anybody with a high-dollar house like this is just rushing to sell it.
Oh, my God.
You'd be giving up $266,000. Well,
thank you for doing the math, Michael.
On a $5 million house, Michael?
Yep.
Is that correct? Well done, sir. Well done. So, yeah, they're figuring, I got to unload this now.
Wow.
Yeah, screaming deals abound.
Because the rich need to pay their fair share.
Right, right, to support homeless programs and affordable housing and blah, blah, blah. New York Times points out the city's homelessness crisis has ballooned in recent years. That's right.
Wow, that is something.
Yeah, isn't that something? And you're right to be rude. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court last week reaffirmed the basic liberty established by the Founding Fathers, the right to be rude at public meetings, sent waves of consternation across the state. Many local select board, that's like your town board, and school board committees have said, you know, between the vaccine and masks and remote learning and, you know, your various woke progressive ideas that people are so fired up about, the only way they could control meetings is they could boot anybody out that got abusive. But now they're thinking it's all about to melt down.
Yeah.
That's an interesting philosophical discussion we should have someday.
Yes, it is. That is. If you missed an hour, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.